You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, Steve Megatron here, and I'd like to first off sound off on this episode saying that I apologize for the audio quality, but unfortunately, there were some complications with Windows 10. I didn't realize that my audio recording was pulling through my webcam, which is odd, instead of my standalone USB microphone on my desk. That's why I sound not as good as our guest. But I guess the guest is the important part. So I just wanted to sound off on that. So enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Today, I'd like to welcome to the program Jeffrey Sass, author of Everything I Know About Business and Marketing I Learned from the Toxic Avenger. And he's also worked in the world of computer games, produced for both film and television, and an entrepreneur. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Steve. Or should I say Megatron?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks
for joining me. So could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? I know I gave like a brief overview there, but it'd come better from the man himself.
Sure. So, you know, I started my career in New York in film and television some time ago, about 30 some odd years ago, actually almost 40. But you know, I started out working in film and television initially for a small independent distributor called Satori Entertainment. And we were kind of famous in the early 80s for introducing a lot of films from Australia and New Zealand to the United States. But from there, I went to work for a company called Troma for about 7.5 years. And, you know, Troma is probably best known for The Toxic Avenger, which actually this week is celebrating its 35th anniversary. And I spent 7.5 years working for Troma, left Troma in 1994 to move down to Florida to work in the video and computer game industry after being introduced to that world when we were doing licensing and merchandising for The Toxic Crusaders, which was the cartoon spinoff of The Toxic Avenger, which is an interesting story in and of itself. And since then, I've worked in a number of industries. As you mentioned, I worked in the computer game industry for a while and became an entrepreneur and started a couple of companies here in the mobile space, mobile content and mobile commerce. And currently, I'm the CMO for Dot Club Domains. Dot Club is one of the new top-level domain extensions. So instead of .com or .biz or .org, you can get a domain name that ends in .club, C-L-U-B. So I've had a long and winding road of a career, which is another way of saying I'm old. So I've been around the block a few times. But it's been a lot of fun. You know, touched on many different industries, but always managed to stay on the creative and interesting side of things. And a lot of the lessons I learned making these crazy movies at Troma, I've carried forward, you know, throughout every job I've had in every industry I've been in. So it's been an interesting ride.
So what was it like working in the B-movie universe, working with Troma and being in this combined universe? I did when I was reading the book, I enjoyed the part of how there was like this unified branding between all films and between the Welcome to Troma on everything, literally, to, you know, feel more inclusive of the team.
Yeah, well, working for Troma was absolute hell in the early days. In the first couple of years, it was insane. It was crazy. You know, you have to be careful what you wish for. When I went to work for Lloyd and Michael, you know, I had wanted to get into filmmaking. I wanted to, you know, be on the creative side of things, and that's really what attracted me to going over there. But when I was hired, they were not in production, so I wanted a real job. Because I had a kid at the time already, and to get a real job, I had to do something other than make the movies, because when they're making movies, they don't really pay anyone anything. So I ended up signing on to head up sales and video sales. This was in the early day of home video, figuring that sooner or later they'd go into production and I'd weasel my way into the production, which I did. The first production I worked on was Troma's War. And you know that saying, war is hell. It was insane. It was crazy. It was the first feature film I had worked on. And it was just insane. Lloyd and Michael were terrible screamers back then. There's a chapter about that in the book.
I enjoyed that.
They mellowed years later. But back then, they were constantly screaming and yelling. And at first, I took it personally until I realized this is just the way they were. And it had nothing to do with me. But at one point, I actually quit. And then they begged me to come back. And I came back. And we finished the movie. So it was insane. It was crazy. But it was an amazingly great experience. And as you mentioned, Steve, you know, the branding of Troma to this day is amazing, because back then, you know, people don't typically go to see a movie because of the studio it's from. You know, the one exception has always been Disney in the early days because of their, you know, family fare. So if you took your kids to a Disney movie, you knew it was safe. And more recently with their Marvel and superhero films and the brands that they've acquired. But back then, no one went to see a movie because it was from 20th Century Fox or Paramount Pictures. They went to see a movie because it was based on a book they liked, or it featured actors they liked, or a director they'd heard of, except for Troma and Disney. Put those in the same sentence. Because Troma built this brand where people would go see a movie because it was a Troma movie. They didn't care what movie it was, because most of the time they never heard of the movie anyway. But they knew that if it was coming from Troma, it was going to deliver a certain type of branded entertainment that they wanted. And that's what became really fun about making these movies, because we knew we were making them for these very loyal, very rabid fans, not to be confused with Rabid Grannies. That's another Troma film. But, you know, we were making these wild and crazy films, and the fans loved them. And no matter how stupid they were, or no matter how gory they were, they had this underlying humor that people really enjoyed. And there was kind of a truth and sensibility to them, no matter how bizarre they might have been on the surface. And that built the brand that's lasted now for 44 years. So they must be doing something right.
Yeah, what's funny is some of our friends on another podcast, actually based out of Canada, covered and actually used to have like a brief stint of Troma based podcasts, and had actually interviewed Lloyd Kaufman and some people from Troma, because they had one of their guys working there at one point, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of talented people have passed through, you know, the doors of Tromaville, on their way to a much bigger and brighter career. When I left in 1994 to work in the video game industry and moved down to Florida, they hired a kid to replace me who was named James Gunn. And of course, that's the same James Gunn that's going on to do Guardians of the Galaxy and lots of other great things. And so, you know, if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, in some respects, one could say you owe it to me, right? If I hadn't quit, who knows what would have happened? Of course, that's not true. James Gunn is quite talented and would have done quite well whether I had been at Troma or not.
That'd be true. So tell me a little bit about the book. I've been having fun reading through it, and what prompted the decision to write this book?
Yeah, it's a great question, Steve. So the book itself is called, as you mentioned, it's got a short title, Everything I Know About Business and Marketing I Learned from the Toxic Avenger, subtitle One Man's Journey to Hell's Kitchen and Back, because Troma was based in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. The book itself is a lot of behind the scenes stories, a lot of anecdotes about Troma and making these films, as you saw. But actually, what it really is it's a fun business and marketing book, because what I try to do is extract real business and marketing lessons that you can apply to any industry based on my experiences making these crazy films. And there are a lot of really strong lessons I learned that I've carried through, you know, here I am, you know, 20 some odd years later since I left Troma, and I'm still talking about it, and I'm still applying the lessons I learned to my business today. So the goal is for it to actually be great for the Troma fan, because you go behind the scenes, but also a lot of people who never heard of Troma have gotten a lot out of the book because it's fun and funny. It's not your typical business and marketing book. And to answer your question about, you know, why I ended up writing it, especially after all these years, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was a pretty active dad blogger and went to a lot of events, you know, influencer events, et cetera. And I was at an event for Ford out in Michigan, and they had one night something called an Ignite presentation night. And an Ignite presentation is a very strict format. You basically get 5 minutes and 20 slides, and every 15 seconds, the slides change on their own. So you're not in control of the slides when you're giving your presentation. So you really have to think it out and time it. And it's supposed to be something that in 5 minutes will ignite some thinking and inspiration. So I was trying to come up with what I could talk about in my Ignite speech. And somehow I got this idea that I would talk about my days at Troma because it was visual. I could, you know, put together some pretty interesting slides. And it was kind of a funny thing about talk about marketing lessons I learned from the Toxic Avenger. So I did that 5 minute Ignite presentation, and it's on YouTube, and it went over very well, and people really liked it. And I had a lot of fun doing it. And at the end of it, I sort of said, you know, I only got 5 minutes, but I could talk about this for much longer. I could probably write a book about it, and maybe one day I will. So I said that on the off the cuff, and then it kind of stuck with me, and it mulled around in my head. And literally 5 years later, I said, you know, that presentation, that really should be a book, and I just started to write it.
That's awesome. What I love about this, too, is that not only are there anecdotes and applications of how this came out, but they're nice and short and digestible, unlike your typical marketing book.
Yes, exactly. And that was intentional. You know, the chapters are very short. Some chapters are only a page. Maybe the longest chapter is 5 or 6 pages. And that was intentional. I read a book by Stephen Pressfield called Nobody Wants to Read Your Shit.
It was
great. And it was a great book. It was also, like mine, short and sweet to the point. It had really short chapters, but each chapter really, really hit the message home, and it was a lot of fun. And I read that book and it was really inspired to write in that same style, meaning, you know, short chapters, entertaining, but still, you know, pithy with some sort of lesson you can take away with you.
So you mentioned kind of being the CMO of the dot club domains. How did you get involved with that?
Yeah, that was really interesting, this whole notion that you have all these new top-level domain extensions available. I was introduced to Colin Campbell, who's a serial entrepreneur, just after he had applied for the rights to .club. So back in 2011, ICANN, which is the organization that manages the domain name space, opened up the opportunity where anyone could have applied for any word as a top-level domain. You just had to pay an application fee of $185,000. So you could have applied for .steve if you wanted, or even .megatron, although that might be tricky because it's a brand. But you could apply for anything. And Colin had applied for .club. That was the only name he had applied for. And I met him just after the application period closed. You had to have your applications in by January of 2012. And we hit it off, and he needed some help with marketing. So I joined him first, you know, as a consultant, just kind of helping, because we didn't even know if we'd get the rights to the name. And it took about 2 years and an investment of several million dollars to get the rights to the name. And then finally, in June of 2013, we ended up winning the rights in an auction, because several other companies had also applied for .club. And once we got the rights, you know, it became a big job, and I came on as the CMO, the chief marketing officer, and, you know, have been riding that wave ever since. And today we have 1.5 million registrations worldwide. .club's the most used new domain extension, and we're having a lot of fun with it and seeing a lot of great businesses and individuals use a .club domain. So it's been an interesting business that I knew nothing about beforehand, but I've been able to apply my Troma training to this world too.
That's interesting, because I had no idea how that even came out, like how the process of even getting a new domain extension even worked up until you answering that, because I just never even thought about it. Didn't even know when they came out with the new ones. And I've tried out some of those at one point in the past. I just, it's just interesting how that whole process works.
Yeah, it's interesting, and a lot of people don't realize that domain extensions are owned by companies. Like VeriSign is a publicly traded company that owns .com, or they operate .com in the same way that we operate .club. And what's interesting is a lot of the new extensions have meaning, and you can create a domain name that will perform very well in organic search because it's relevant and meaningful. So, you know, .club is both generic, but it means things in a lot of verticals. For my book, I used a shortcut. The book has a long title, as you heard. So as the author, I want people to go to Amazon.com and buy my book. But if you go and search for the book by my name or the book's title, you know, you might or might not remember it or find it, or you also are going to see a lot of other search results and you might get distracted by something else. So I registered the name ToxicAvenger.marketing, which is kind of a shortcut, short version of the title. And that domain name points directly to the book's page on Amazon. So if you go to www.toxicavenger.marketing, you're literally one click away from buying the book. So you can use relevant domains with meaningful extensions as great shortcuts too. It doesn't always have to be pointing to a website.
That's really cool how that works nowadays, instead of having just a generic .com, .net, .org, being able to do that. I've been in the market for looking for new domains too, so it's kind of interesting figuring out how to end it a little bit differently, but still use some of the words that may be taken by a typical .com.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts are using, I've seen a lot using a .show, for example. So you could be alteredgeek.show, could point to your podcast, things like that. So there's a lot of opportunities out there if you're creative.
Very much so. So what are some key points of things that you'd like for people to take away if they're starting on their own businesses, between the book and between just what you've learned getting into the domain business and just having your hand in a variety of businesses at this point?
Yeah, I think that, one of the things that people don't realize is, you're dealing with staff, whether it's a staff of 2 or 200 or 2,000, it doesn't matter. As soon as you have more people than you yourself, HR, human resources, dealing with personnel is really important. There's kind of a fun chapter in the book that's called Everyone is Expendable, Especially If You Wear a Mask, where we talk about how the actor playing the Toxic Avenger in part 2 and 3, eventually kind of forgot the fact that he was, wearing a mask and no one could see his real face. And so he could be easily replaced if he didn't behave well. dealing with personnel issues, is something that's really important to think about, in every business. That was, one good lesson. Some of the more universal lessons really have to do with branding, especially today, being authentic. One of the reasons why I think Troma was so well received in the industry and by the media is, while we took the business of making movies seriously, we never took ourselves too seriously. Lloyd and Michael were always very self-aware about what they were doing and the kinds of movies they were making. And so being authentic like that is respected and by fans and by the media and by the industry. So everything we did was all about the Troma team, as you mentioned earlier in our conversation. The logo at the beginning of every movie says a Troma team release. We were required to start all of our letters and correspondence and emails with, greetings from Tromaville. And you were not allowed to use I. There's no I in Tromaville. Well, technically, there's the letter I in the word Tromaville. But when you were corresponding with someone, you always had to say we. It didn't matter if you were writing to one person about meeting them for lunch. It's we look forward to meeting you for lunch. We look forward to seeing your movie. We look forward to talking about this further. We. And that was really good because it instills in you a sense of teamwork and camaraderie when you start doing it. And everyone did it, from Lloyd down to unpaid interns. Everyone was always we. And every letter went out, greetings from Tromaville, we. And that changed the way people looked at us. It changed, you know, the way reviewers thought about Troma. Who is this crazy little studio in New York that you know, says greetings from Tromaville? What's Tromaville? And it just made us stood out. And that kind of sense of being a part of something that's bigger than yourself is really important in building a corporate culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And culture is something that, you know, Troma did very well. You have to have a purpose when you're building your company's culture. And again, it doesn't matter if it's a company of 2 or 3 people or 2 or 3,000 people, everyone has to be on the same page. And the best way to get everyone on the same page is to have a purpose, right? Culture is not about beer and pizza on Friday afternoons. It's about everyone in the company, no matter what their role is, understanding that they're part of something bigger than themselves and they're contributing to a purpose. Now, making a movie, it's pretty easy to know what your purpose is. Your purpose is to make the film, is to get through the shooting schedule and make the best film you can. Sometimes with businesses, it's a little bit more difficult to define your purpose. And your purpose is you know, not just to make money. That's not your purpose. It's got to be something, you know, that everyone can get behind and feel good about and keep everyone on the same page. So those are really good lessons I learned from Troma that I've applied to every business I've started or worked for.
That's awesome. And that's such a great point too, the just having everybody on the same page and on the same team instead of people playing different parts and trying to make themselves stand out as more important than other people. When everybody's on the same playing field, it makes everybody feel more equally inclined to get the job done.
Absolutely. And along those lines, you know, another great lesson I learned is it's important to give credit where credit is due. You know, and in the case of making a movie, it was very easy to literally give credits to everyone. And it, you know, being a low budget studio, the good news is to add names to the end credits at the end of a film literally costs nothing, right? So we can give credits to anyone. So literally anyone who touched our film when we were making it got their name in the credits. You know, if you were delivering pizza to this one day, you'd be in the end credits, you know, pizza delivery by so-and-so. And the end credits of Troma movies are pretty funny. You should watch them carefully. But that idea of just giving everyone credit is really important. And if you're a manager, you know, if you have people who report to you, you know, your job is to make them succeed. Your job is to help them and to guide them. And one of the best ways you can do that is to acknowledge them. You know, there have been many studies that have shown that employees are more motivated by recognition than by getting a raise in many instances. You know, they want to be recognized for their contribution. So it's important to give people credit and shine a light on them and not just shine a light on you. And that goes back to the I and the we thing. You know, very few things in business are done by one person, you know, unless you truly are a sole proprietor. Otherwise, you have help. There's other people in the company. There's other people on your team who are contributing. And when someone, you know, goes into a conference room or a meeting and stands up and says, well, I did this and I did that and I accomplished this, everyone is rolling their eyes at that person saying, hey, what about me? We helped you with that project. You know, we did this, you know, we did this together. I was a part of that. So the good managers will go in there and not talk about what they did, but talk about what their team accomplished and give people who contributed credit. And that's really important in any business. And I think that was a lesson that was hammered home through Troma.
That's great. So what are some other projects that you have coming up?
Well, actually with Dot Club, so it's interesting. Everything goes full circle. So, you know, I started out in the entertainment industry and weaved my way through these different industries to the domain name industry. Yet now we're making a documentary series with Dot Club. So, you know, I talked about purpose, right? When you think about our purpose. So when I think about Dot Club and our business of selling domain names, you know, selling domain names by themselves is not that interesting, right? So our purpose is not to sell domain names. Our purpose is to help businesses and individuals, right? Because what do you do when you have an idea for a business? The first thing you do is come up with a name. And then as soon as you come up with a name, the second thing you do is go try to get a domain name, you know, for your name. So what we get excited about is not selling our domains. It's what people do with them. We get excited when we see startups and entrepreneurs build a business on a .club name. So with that in mind, you know, our purpose is to really help entrepreneurs and startups grow their business. So we started a little incubator here in Fort Lauderdale called startups.club. So we wanted to have a fun place to work. And so instead of just having our offices for ourselves, we're a team of about 10 people. We got bigger space and we invited other startups to come in and join us. So we have about 6 startups working out of our office now. So it's kind of like a co-working space. And it's a little bit of an incubator. So we are mentoring and helping these companies. And we decided to film the whole thing on video. So it's not film. I'm still old school, so I refer to it as filming. But we decided to partner with a local production company and film the journey of these startups as they, you know, learn and grow. And some will succeed and some will fail. And we're going to capture it all as a documentary series. So I've come full circle and have now producing a show once again, even though I'm in the domain name business. So kind of funny how things come around. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. It is kind of funny how things come full circle.
Yeah. And even, you know, other examples in the domain industry, how I used my background from Troma in the entertainment industry. When we launched Dot Club back in 2014, we wanted to do something interesting and big and different to get attention, something that had never been done in the domain name industry. So, you know, thinking back to my entertainment roots, you know, I thought of, you know, what celebrity could we get to work with Dot Club? And when you think of the word club, you know, I thought of 50 Cent because of the song In the Club, right? So we actually did a partnership with Fitty. He lets me call him that. No, or Mr. Cent. We did a deal with Mr. Cent. And when we launched Dot Club, we did a big promotion with 50 Cent. He launched a website, 50intheclub. We had a big event in New York City where we invited all the people from the industry, from GoDaddy and the other registrars to come, and the media and the press, and 50 Cent was there. And we just did a whole big Hollywood-style launch of a domain name, which probably I never would have considered doing if I hadn't had the background, you know, with Troma and in the entertainment industry.
That is a rather unique way to promote a domain, for sure.
Yeah, and it was fun. We made sure that we had the right to use, 50's likeness in a promotion that the registrars could use. So all of a sudden, you know, GoDaddy and other registrars could use 50 Cent with a picture of him saying, you know, 50 is in the club, you can be in too, that kind of thing. So it's kind of fun, different, very different for our industry.
That's awesome. So how can the listeners get a hold of you and find out more about you online as well as purchase this book? I know you've mentioned one side of purchase this book, but for any that may have missed that.
Yeah, so absolutely. So I'm pretty easy to find online. On Twitter, I'm at Sass, S-A-S-S, all S's like Sam. The book has a website, which is at everythingiknowabout.marketing is the book's website. I mentioned that you can get directly to the book on Amazon by going to toxicavenger.marketing. The book also has a Facebook page. On Facebook, you can look for Sass Marketing Book, and that'll take you to the Facebook page. So it's pretty easy to find me online. And if you're interested in domain names or want to know more about Dot Club, you can go to www.getget.club. Won't be hard to find me in any of those places.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us here on Altered Geek.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. And, if you're interested in giving away a couple of copies of the book to some of your listeners, when the show comes out, when you post the show, anyone who reposts it and, you know, reshares it on Facebook or Twitter and then tags me, I'll put all of those names into a proverbial hat and pick 3 people to get a free copy of the book.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely do that, people. Very good book to read. So it's, I would definitely say this is something that people should have. So again, thank you. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.